Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Bowen RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Haz una pausa y disfruta mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia, con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades, ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Everybody, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. It's your friend Kyle here with the Drive Time. Yeah, what's up? What's up? It's time to go live on so many channels as I get things ready here. We're going live on Twitch, everybody. Live on Twitch today for the second. Buenas tardes, amigos. For the second day in a row, we're live on Twitch. We're also going to be live on Instagram and all over the place. It is Potato Day. It's International Potato Day, so we're going to talk about potatoes on the Drive Time Show. Qué suerte tenemos, right? We're going to talk, not Potato Day, it's Fry Day. No es el viernes, sino día de la patata frita. Eh? Fry, F-R-Y Day, French Fry Day. We're going to talk about that and lots of interesting facts about potatoes. We also have some music. We're going to hear from the animals, los animales. The animals and their song, House of the Rising Sun.
Un animal,
ya sabes, on the Drive Time Show today. Also, we got news, we got history, we got questions from listeners that I will answer. Plenty to cover. Let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
welcome to the show. I was getting all set up here, taking advantage of the time to set things up, montar las cosas, and we are live here. I'm just checking my field of my field that I'm able to record in here with Twitch. So we got Harold and Juan with us already on Twitch, and this is the channel for Vaughn Radio. So join the fun over there on Vaughn Radio. And I'm also on Instagram today. I'm Kyle Miller is the name. Yeah, I know. That's the name on Instagram. And we have lots to cover today. We do have lots to talk about and an action-packed episode of the Drive Time Show. So let's get it started right now by stepping into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
Warm up gym, everybody. It's that part of the show where I give you a few sentences of translation and we get things warmed up, right? Calentando motores aquí un poquito. Warming things up with some translation. And for this section, I'm going to use the world famous Vaughn translation booklet. Then I'm going to put you to the test with some of these, right? Os voy a poner a prueba. I'm going to put you to the test. Put you to the test. Anyway, okay, here we go. Number one. This is true. Europa es un continente. Claro, hombre. Europe is a continent. It's true. Europe is a continent. Europe is a continent. That's true. Number two. Viaja en su trabajo. Viaja en su trabajo. Pues no sé. Does he travel in his job? Better to say job than work, right? Does he travel in his job? Or you could also say, does he travel as part of his job? Does he travel as part of his job? I don't travel. Well, I can travel because fortunately I am, most of the work is online these days. Although here we are live from the Vaughn Radio Studios. And by the way, you can come right into the studio with us today, either on Instagram or on Twitch. If you're a Twitch user, you can join us there on the Vaughn Radio channel. And today we're also live on my own Instagram channel. And we're translating fantastic sentences like, for example, yo no tardaré mucho, ya verás. Ya verás. It won't take me long. You'll see. Ya verás. It won't take me long. You'll see. You will see. It won't take me long. Now notice how the subject is it. Qué curioso, right? The subject is it. When we use the verb to take in the sense of tardar, the subject is going to be it, okay? It won't take you long, or it won't take me long. You'll see. Ya verás. You'll see. Number four. ¿Qué hiciste cuando te vieron? ¿Qué hiciste? Oye, ¿qué hiciste cuando te vieron? What were you doing when they saw you? Cuando te vieron. ¿Qué hiciste? Como que estabas haciendo, ¿no? What were you doing? It's the past continuous tense. That's an interesting tense, isn't it? ¿Qué tiempo verbal más interesante, no?
Claro.
Yeah, we have the ing because it's something, some action is happening. It's continuing, but the whole thing is in the past and being interrupted by some punctual occurrence, right? What did you do Que hiciste? What did you do when they saw you? Well, you could, well, que hiciste, bueno, que estabas haciendo would be what were you doing. That would be the past continuous here. Que hiciste, what did you do, I should say. What did you do when they saw you? Okay. Number five. Voy a decirte algo que no te va a gustar. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to like. Que no te va a gustar.
Mira, nada más que te digo una cosa, porque si te digo dos...
I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to like. I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to like. Now, the word that is optional. I'm going to tell you something you're not going to like. Or... I'm going to tell you something you're not going to like. Or that you're not going to like. Either way is possible. Number seven. Siempre uso ceniceros. Eso sí. Siempre uso ceniceros. Si fumo. Tino, do you always use a cenicero? We say ash tray. It's como bandeja de ceniza. Ashtray. I always use ashtrays.
De toda la limpieza.
Yeah, exactly. I always use ashtrays. Siempre. I always use ashtrays. ¿Cuántas personas dependerán de mí? How many people will depend on me? ¿Cuántas personas? How many people will depend on me? No sé. I don't know. Antes teníamos exámenes trimestrales. Sí. Antes teníamos... We used to have quarterly exams. Mm-hmm. We used to have quarterly exams. Antes. Ahora no. Pero antes sí. We used to have quarterly exams, trimestrales. Cada tres meses, every 3 months is a quarter of a year. So we say quarterly. We used to have quarterly exams. Mm-hmm. Él parece ser el mejor candidato. He seems to be the best candidate. He seems to be. I'm not sure if he is, but he seems, pero parece ser. He seems to be the best candidate. The best candidate. Candidate. He seems to be. All right. There you have it.
Oh my God, what's going on?
Everybody, it is time for our What's Going On section. Now, for those of you on Instagram, it's not going to make any sense. No va a tener mucho sentido porque no lo puedes oír. You can't hear it on Instagram. But if you're on Twitch or if you're live on the radio, you can hear this track, La Pista. So let's, what we're going to do, we're going to hear, in just a moment, we're going to hear a little audio track, and then I'm going to describe it. Well, we're going to try to... We're going to talk about it. We're going to try to determine who's talking, what they're talking about, and what's going on. What are the circumstances around this situation? Okay? So it's time for today's What's Going On. Let's hear that track.
Basically, there's two types of potatoes. There's early season and a main crop potato. Early season is basically around about May time. You can't store them. They cannot be stored. You have to buy them and use them within 2 to 3 days. When you're buying an early season potato, you must avoid green looking potatoes at all costs. It really is important. And the way you can tell that is if you just brush the potato, the skin comes off really, really easy. And then you want a yellowy or whitey looking potato. The new season potato is a superb potato to use.
Okay. Now, okay, first of all, for those of you listening, I know, entiendo, I know that if you're listening exclusively on Instagram, you can't hear that track. But if you're on the radio, you can hear it. And also the folks on Twitch as well. So what was going on? Maybe you can tell us on Twitch. Also on Twitter. I'm on Twitter today, as always, as well. So I'm Kyle Miller's the name on Twitter. Live on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, Vaughn Radio. Tell me, what is happening? What's going on? And tell me what the situation is there. Because today is World French Fry Day. Es el día de la patata frita. So maybe someone in the chat over here, for example, on Twitch, can tell me what's going on. Juan. Could you let me know? Juan, Harold, who else? Whoever else is in the chat over there, tell me what's going on. But he's talking about potatoes, right? It's a potato expert, to be honest. Es un experto de patatas. Now, Tino, what do you think? Do you find his accent difficult? It's a very British accent, right? But this guy, he's talking about different types of potatoes. So if you're watching on Instagram, you say, no entiendo nada porque no oí nada. Well, you can turn on the radio, VaughnRadio.com. Or you can hear the through our app, Vaughn Radio. But I think we need to hear that track one more time. Una vez más. Let's hear that one more time, shall we?
Basically, there's two types of potatoes. There's early season and a main crop potato. Early season is basically around about May time. You can't store them. They cannot be stored. You have to buy them and use them within 2 to 3 days. When you're buying an early season potato, you must avoid green-looking potatoes at all costs. It really is important. And the way you can tell that is if you just brush the potato, the skin comes off really, really easy. And then you want a yellowy or whitey-looking potato. The new season potato is a superb potato to use.
Okay. So he's talking about different types of potatoes. He says there are two types of potatoes in the world, main crop and early season. And he says if you're using an early season potato, you have to be careful with what you choose. There can be no green. No puede ser verde. It can't be green. The potato can't be green. So he's giving tips. Está dando consejos. He's giving tips on how to pick potatoes. Okay? So people are writing in. Harold says it's okay on... Yeah, I know. You can hear everything on Twitch. It's just on... Because Twitch receives our whole radio broadcast. But Instagram is just my phone picking up me talking in the studio and not our radio broadcast. So that's why you can't hear the track if you're just tuned in on Instagram. But the rest of the show will be fine. But he's talking about potatoes. He's talking about potatoes and he says you can't have them be green. But he talks about how delicious and wonderful these new cropper, or I should say early season potatoes are. So he's a potato expert, and he is a British gentleman. And he's got kind of a strong accent, right, Tino? Tino says, hombre.
Goodbye, darling.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of maybe a tough accent. But anyway, speaking of potatoes, how about we dig into a couple of facts about the wonderful world of potatoes?
And that's a fact.
And that's a fact, everybody. Our fact today is about the origin of the potato. Now the potato on the radio with the potato. Now the potato is the world's fourth largest food crop. Interesting. Fourth largest. So there's more people eating rice. Well, in Asia, right? They like the rice over there, to be honest. They eat a lot of rice in Asia. So the potato is the fourth largest crop, cosecha. So rice is number one, wheat, trigo, and then also maize. In other words, corn. But potato, the potato is the fourth largest crop. Okay? Now the Inca, it was the Inca Indians in Peru who were the first to cultivate, cultivar, to cultivate and intentionally plant potatoes. Yeah, and this was back in the around 8,000, the year 8,000 BC, before. So like 10,000 years ago. Hace 10,000 años. Wow. So they cultivated them in Peru. But then it wasn't until the 1500s and a guy named Sir Walter Raleigh, who introduced potatoes into Ireland in 1589, in a place actually very close to where one of our good friends is from, which is Cork, in southern Ireland. And he had a 40,000 acre plot of land near Cork. And it took 4 decades for the potato to spread to the rest of Europe. And eventually, agriculturists in Europe found potatoes easier to grow and cultivate than other crops, such as wheat or oats. And it became known that potatoes contained most of the vitamins needed for sustenance. And they could provide to nearly 10 people. 10 people could basically live from every acre of cultivated land.
Up Cork.
Near Cork. So our good friend Fitz, who you'll know from here on Vaughan Radio, who is from Cork, it was actually there that Westerners and Europeans started to cultivate the potato. Bit of interesting news there. Bit of interesting history. So it was the Incas. It was in Peru where the potato originated. But it was the Irish who popularized it for the Western world.
Tiene muy buena pinta, ¿no?
Yeah, exactly. It sure does. It sure does. That's right. Now it's time to go ahead and see what people are talking about in the online world. How about today's trending topic?
Trending topics!
Now, trending topic today, my favorite way of eating a potato is the French fry. 'Cause I like French fries, curly looking French fries. That's right. Now, the Brits will call French fries, they'll call them chips. In American English and in Canada as well, we say fries or French fries for patatas fritas, the hot ones. Whereas for us, chips are the ones that are de bolsa. Okay? So where did French fries come from? Well, they were introduced to the United States when Thomas Jefferson served them in the White House. He apparently served French fries in the White House during his presidency from 1801 to 1809. So he actually had a French chef who created this dish. He said, "We have these potatoes. We want to create something different based on these." And he had these potatoes that were already cooked. And he plunged them into extremely hot oil to reheat them when the king arrived late for dinner. So the king was late for dinner and he said, "Well, we'll just take these potatoes that are already cooked and we'll heat them up in this hot oil." So they put them in the hot oil and they cooked them a little bit more and they got crispy on the outside. And then someone said, oh my gosh, this is delicious. And this apparently was the invention of the potato. They puffed up like little balloons. They puffed up a little bit. And I guess the rest is history. Then they later on tried cutting them thin, paper thin, and boiling them in hot oil. And to everyone's surprise, they had invented what they called crunch chips. And that was the invention of what they call potato chips.
Mmm, qué rico.
Mmm, qué rico, exactly. So we have the invention of both the French fry and the potato chip. Now, Tino, what's your favorite way of eating fries or chips, shall we say? Fritas. So fritas as in French fries, right? Hot ones, right? Yeah. Now, in Canada, we have lots of different ways of eating these. Now, in Canada, there's one way, there's one dish which is called poutine. And what this is they take French fries and they cover them in cheese curd. Not a cheese, really, but a cheese curd, which is like a cuajada de queso, a cheese curd. And they cover them in this cheese curd, and then they put gravy, which is like a salsa de carne, gravy on top, and it melts the cheese onto the chips, onto the fries. And this is famous, very typical in the province of Quebec and also in all of Canada, really. But it originated as a street food, comida de la calle, street food in Canada. So if you ever go to Canada, I strongly recommend you try this Canadian dish we call poutine, P-O-U-T-I-N-E. I recommend you check it out. Okay, in just a minute, we're going to have to take a short break, but we have plenty more to come. I'm going to teach you an expression, my go-to thing. It's my go-to thing. What does that mean? Go-to. As an expression, I'm going to tell you all about that one. We're also going to, once again, translate a business letter. Ooh, the return of our Drive Time business letter section. We're going to hear some music from The Animals and their famous song, House of the Rising Sun. After the break, we're going to get into some false friends, question from listeners, and so much more. Lots to come, everybody, on the next half hour of the Drive Time Show, so please stay with me. Don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Si los profesionales de su empresa no comunican eficazmente en inglés, su empresa no necesita clases de inglés. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente. Muchas son las empresas españolas que despilfarran el dinero contratando clases de inglés a diestro y siniestro. Café para todos y resultados para nadie. Dominar el inglés requiere enfoque, esfuerzo y un plan. En Baugen Empresas tenemos un plan. Un plan hecho a medida para su empresa. No nos interesa vender clases. Nos interesa conseguir soluciones. Y para ello, tenemos un apasionado equipo de profesores formados meticulosamente en el método Baugen. Llama al 911-335831. 911-335831. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente.
Ya está aquí el Beat for Teens. El Beat for Teens es un programa de inmersión intensiva de domingo a viernes para jóvenes entre 15 y 18 años, en grupos de 6 alumnos como máximo. Mejorarán su agilidad oral y comprensión auditiva en 6 intensos días con el método Vaughan. El programa tendrá lugar en un colegio mayor e incluye alojamiento en la habitación individual con baño privado, sesión completa, material didáctico de Vaughan y, por supuesto, nuestro equipo de profesores de Vaughan. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Beat for Teens, de Vaughan.
Hey, have you heard about our three Mistrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esas semanas sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
It was this day in 1964 that the Animals went to number one in the UK with this song. It was called The House of the Rising Sun. This song was recorded in one take. Una toma solo. One take. Yeah. One take, and it was the first UK number one to have a playing time, a running time of more than 4 minutes. So at the time, it was the longest ever, number one hit song. Now, historians, music historians, have not been able to really identify what the House of the Rising Sun was. But there are a couple of popular theories. One is that it is a brothel. Or it was a brothel in New Orleans, named after its occupant, Madame Marianne Le Soleil Levant, which means rising sun in French, and was open for business back in 1862. But it was closed due to complaints from its neighbors. But another theory, otra teoría, another theory about the song is that it was about a woman's prison in New Orleans called the Orleans Parish Women's Prison, which had an entrance gate covered with
a rising sun artwork. This would explain the ball and chain lyrics in the song. The melody is a traditional English ballad, but the song became popular as an African-American folk song. It was recorded by Texas Alexander back in the 1920s, and then by a number of other artists, including Woody Guthrie, Nina Simone. But it wasn't until this version was done, the Animals version, for it to really break out onto the charts. Now, the Animals performed this song while they were touring England with Chuck Berry in 1964, and it went over so well, it was a crowd favorite during their concerts. So they decided to go into the studio and record it, and they were, in fact, still on tour with Chuck Berry when they went into the studio, recorded this song, and released it shortly after that. So it's a classic. It really is a classic rock song. As Juan says on over there on Twitch, he says, great song. And it's true. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, we are going to move on, though. That was our little song of the day, as we often do a song. Let's push forward, though, everybody. It's biz. You know I love business. It's time to get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
Almost enough time to take a sip. As we get down to business, we're going to look at a business letter today. Una carta. A business letter, yeah. A business letter. I've been doing these lately, and not every day, but de vez en cuando, every once in a while. So I'm going to read this. I'm going to read this in Spanish and then translate it into English. Okay, so little by little, and you can work with this translation. Okay, here we go. Number one. Well, starting off, I should say, Estimado Señor Johnson. Right? Dear Mr. Johnson, no problem so far. Dear Mr. Johnson, gracias por su carta del 10 de octubre y por el apoyo que nos ha prestado a lo largo de estos meses. Gracias por su carta. Thank you for your letter of October 10th. And for the support you have given us over the past few years. Sorry, los últimos meses, esos meses, the last few months. Now notice how we say the last few. Hace falta la palabra few. The last few, the past few, F-E-W, months. La confianza que usted ha mostrado en nuestros métodos y procedimientos nos ha permitido seguir adelante y conseguir los buenos resultados que hemos esperado, que todos esperábamos. Mejor. Okay. La confianza que usted ha mostrado en nuestros métodos y procedimientos nos ha permitido seguir adelante. The confidence you have shown in our methods and procedures has enabled us to move forward. Seguir adelante. It has enabled us to move forward and achieve the fine results we all expected. Que todos esperábamos. And achieve, conseguir, bueno, seguir adelante y conseguir los buenos resultados que todos esperábamos. Achieve the fine results we all expected. Okay. Hay veces en que uno debe confiar en la fe. It's true, Tino, right? Hay veces en que uno debe confiar en la fe.
y a pesar de las opiniones contrarias, hacer el esfuerzo que el éxito exige. I like that, que el éxito exige. Hay veces en que there are times. There are times in which. En que uno debe confiar en la fe. There are times in which one must rely on faith. And in spite of contrary opinions, make the effort that success demands. Que el éxito exige. That success demands. Sin su fe y su constante apoyo, nos hubiera sido mucho más difícil alcanzar el éxito. Sin su fe y su constante apoyo. Without your faith and your constant support, it would have been much more difficult for us to achieve success. Eso sí. Right? It would have been. Nos hubiera sido mucho más difícil alcanzar el éxito. It would have been much more difficult for us to achieve success. Atentamente. Yours truly, Kyle. And that's our letter. So look at this, guys. We have the 10th of October. Hay dos formas. There are two ways to write a date, right? El 10 de octubre. Gracias por su carta del 10 de octubre. Thank you for your letter of the 10th of October. Or October 10th. And for the support you've given us over the past few months. You need the word few. Okay? Over the past few months, over the last few months, you can say it either way. Okay? La confianza que usted ha mostrado en nuestros métodos y procedimientos nos ha permitido seguir adelante y conseguir los buenos resultados que todos esperábamos. Whew. The confidence you've shown in our methods and procedures has enabled us to move forward and achieve the fine results we all expected. So guys, if you're on Twitch, we're on Twitch live, everybody, for all you Twitchers out there. Maybe you say, oh, my brother uses Twitch because he's a gamer. Or I like Twitch because of this and that. If you're a Twitch user, be sure to follow, join the party. Come on into the studio on Twitch. Join the action at Vaughn Radio. Okay? Now, el éxito, success, right? That was kind of our last word here. There are times in which one must rely on faith. Confiar en la fe. And in spite of contrary opinions, you could also say despite contrary opinions. You can't say despite of. In spite of contrary opinions or despite contrary opinions, one must rely on, make the effort that success demands. Without your faith and constant support, it would have been much more difficult for us to achieve success. Okay? Conseguir el éxito. Ya sabes. So that is our business letter today, guys. And if you'd like, what I can do is I can start to put some of the letters in Spanish into my Facebook group. Make sure, I assume you're all in the Facebook group. If you're not, make sure you join the fun. You can join the free Facebook group. It's called English with Kyle, and be sure to check regularly, because I will put the business letters. Well, I'll put the Spanish version, and they'll say, okay, guys, get the letter from the net, and then you can translate them and we'll work with them together. That's a good idea, right? That way you can have a copy of the Spanish, and Facebook is a good place for me to post it, I think, and it's completely free. Yes. So, okay, yeah, we have lots of people checking in here on Twitch. And there's also mention that a copy of Speak Basketball by Grupo Vaughn, which has been signed by the one and only Ricky Rubio. We're going to be giving away a copy, right, Tino? Do you know about this, Tino? He says, oh, yeah, claro que sí. And we're going to be giving away a copy. Well, so I can't say much about it because I don't know how. But if you're on Twitch, you can find out information by following Vaughn Radio, I should say, on Twitch. Anyway, that was today's business letter. But it is time to move on, everybody.
Expression of the day.
Our expression of the day today. My go-to thing. Yeah. My go-to thing. Do you know this one, Tino? If something is your go-to thing, it is something that you, it's something that you have a tendency to gravitate to. Or something that you like. So, for example, I use a lot of different books here on the Drive Time Show. But this book, the translation book, this is my go-to book. It's my go-to book. I use it regularly. I rely on it. I trust it. I use it. I go to it as a resource often. It's my go-to book. Now, if you want to learn about basketball, this could be your go-to book. Your go-to resource, right? It's your recurso de referencia. Your go-to resource for learning about basketball in English. And you could even win, if you're following us on Twitter, you can join the raffle. The raffle, la rifa, you say, right? Using El Rubio, I guess. El Rubio? I don't know why it's El Rubio, but apparently it is. And, yeah, a copy of Speak Basketball signed by Ricky Rubio is going to be given away for viewers who use El Rubio. Oh, sorry. No, not El Rubio. It's exclamation mark Rubio. Rubio! Exclamation mark Rubio to enter. And there you see the signature. Look at that, folks. Look at that, Twitchers. Look at that, folks. If you're live on Twitch, you can see this. We're going to be giving away a copy of this, not today, but get in the mix for it. But even if you don't win this book, you can still pick up a copy of Speak Basketball, and it can be your go-to book. But what does that mean? My go-to book, my libro de referencia, a go-to reference. The Drive Time is, I hope it is your go-to radio show for learning English. Vaughn Radio is your go-to channel for improving your English. Y no cuesta nada. It's completely free. You just have to take advantage. So we have this expression, go-to. It's my go-to thing. Go-to. And we can use a hyphen in the middle, go-to. As a compound adjective. Okay. All right. So there we have it, folks. That is our expression of the day. I think it's time to work on a little bit of pronunciation. How about that?
I live in Spain.
Spain? No. I live in Spain.
I live in Spain.
Spain. I live Spain. In Spain.
I live in Spain.
Very good.
Pronunciation.
Pronunciation. Pronunciation.
Yeah, it's time for today's pronunciation. 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 And today, well, we're going to practice words ending in S. But I'm talking about words like S-H-E-S, dishes, shiz, dishes, dishes, watches. One watch, two watches. One beach, two beaches. There are a lot of beaches in Spain. The ash, he turned to ashes. Ashes. Ceniza. Ash or ashes. Mm-hmm. One batch, una tanda. One batch, two batches. One switch, two switches. One leash. Remember that word from yesterday, Tino? Leash for the dog, right? Leash. Que es el collar. Well, you have the collar, but the leash is not the collar. It's the, what do they call that thing that runs from the leash into the owner's hand? The, la correa. One leash, two leash, leashes. Bash, bashes. Dish, dishes. Watch, watches. That was too easy, I think. It's time to talk. Let's talk about something else. Since we're here, let's talk about the letter V. But words ending in A-V-E, like brave. Brave. We don't say brave. Be very, very brave. Patatas bravas. Brave potatoes. No, we don't say that. Brave. Ave. Shave. Afeitarse. Shave. Save. Una cueva. A cave. Ave. Behave. Every day I give, yesterday I gave. Shave. Microwave. Slave. And there you have it. Ave. So with that V, when you get to the V, you have to take basically an F sound. It's nothing to do with the B. It's the F sound. And then from there, you activate the vocal cords and you have the perfect V. Ah. Very nice, right? Start with the F sound and activate the vocal cord and you have the perfect English V. All right. So there we have it. That was today's pronunciation. We're going to push forward. We got lots. Oh, I think we have enough time. Why don't we take a look at today's On the Same Page.
On the Same Page.
Whew. We're moving in quick, folks. We're moving in quick, and you can be on the same page if you have this book. This is my go-to book for false friends. If you don't understand what I mean when I say my go-to book, then go back and listen. Hay que escuchar otra vez, porque acabo de explicar eso. It means it's my libro de referencia. My go-to book. In a moment, we'll give out the Twitter translation before our break. In 2 minutes, okay? But first, it's time to talk about equipment. Equipaje. ¿Qué es otra cosa? Equipment, equipación deportiva, typically, equipment. Also, medical equipment, sports equipment, material de cocina, kitchen equipment, equipment. Whereas equipaje would be luggage. Luggage, L-U-G-G-A-G-E. L-U-G-G-A-G-E, luggage, equipaje. ¿Tiene usted equipaje de mano? Do you have any carry-on luggage? Good question. Equipaje de mano? Do you have any carry-on luggage? Se permiten dos piezas de equipaje a bordo. Ooh. Two pieces of luggage are permitted on board. Two pieces of luggage. Two pieces, dos, como dos trozos, we say. Two pieces. Se dice así en inglés. Two pieces of luggage are permitted on board.
Mm-hmm.
Su equipamiento de fútbol está en el coche. His football equipment is in the car. So please don't confuse equipment and equipaje. Equipaje, which is luggage. Luggage. Okay? Now let's take a look at another word. Another one? Yeah, another one. Here we have to resume, the verb to resume. Okay? And resumir, que es otra cosa. Resumir is to summarize.
Amigo.
Or to sum up. Un resumen sería summary. As a noun. But resumir, to summarize. Now, to resume is to start again. To continue, como continuar. To proceed, proceder. So be careful here because we have to resume. Like in a moment, I will take a short break. In about 2 minutes, we'll take a short break, but then I will resume. Don't worry because the show will resume. The show will resume. Pero eso no significa resumir. Resumir is to summarize. Later on in the show, I will summarize some of the things that we've talked about today. Okay? So please don't confuse resume and resumir. Don't confuse them. They're false friends. Okay, but let's go ahead with a challenge. How about this?
Twitter translation.
Yep, the Twitter translation, everybody. It's time for the Twitter translation. I'm going to give you a sentence in Spanish, and you can tell me in English. Okay? Write in. Mándame la frase. On Twitter or on Instagram or on Twitch. Tino, how can they find me on Instagram?
Sigue a Kyle en Twitter y en Instagram.
I'm Kyle Miller.
O lo que es lo mismo, IM, Lemillar.
Millar. I'm Kyle Miller is a name on Instagram and on Twitter. And you can get in the mix here, folks. You can get on the action by translating the following sentence. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? No sé qué me pasa. Es que no sé qué me pasa. ¿Cómo se dice eso en inglés? Tell me how to say that in English, and we'll talk about that later on in the Drive Time show in our final half hour, which is coming up when the show resumes. Because as they say, the show must go on. The show must go on. We'll be back in a few minutes, everybody, with plenty more of the Drive Time Show. So write in on Twitter or on Instagram. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? No sé lo que me pasa. No sé lo que me pasa. Tell me how to say that in English. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Stay with me, folks. Don't touch that dial.
Nuestro curso online es único por una sencilla razón. Nuestros profesores son los mejores del mercado. Richard Vaughan, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso, Richard Brown, nuestros All Stars desde cualquier lugar. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día. Quédate en casa y aprovecha para poner en forma tu inglés. Entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Pruébalo durante 2 semanas y si no te gusta, te devolvemos el dinero. cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com, porque hay muchos. Pero solo uno de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTVE a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTVE a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado. Te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do?
why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now